There are hundreds of Aboriginal languages and dialects, and from yesterday, some are being taught at Year 11 and 12 level in New South Wales for the first time. It's hoped that could eventually stop the chosen languages disappearing from mainstream use. But with so many overlapping cultures, picking the most appropriate one to teach can be difficult. Declan Gooch reports from Menindee in far west New South Wales.
There's a sense of optimism at Menindee Central School as students of the Barkindji language go through the brand new higher school certificate level syllabus.
So you've got three R words there: revitalisation, renewal and reclamation. I told Chris Evans today she's got them in the wrong order, because it should be reclamation, renewal.
Teacher Robert Lindsay and the four students are in uncharted territory. Christine Evans, the Aboriginal Education Officer at the Board of Studies, calls to wish the class good luck.
I've been a bit teary this morning because I'm just so moved by this moment. I just haven't got enough words, you know, to describe how it feels.
Teacher Robert Lindsay, who isn't Indigenous himself, says students will have the opportunity to steer the course, which one day could affect the way the language is used in the community.
Their suggestions are going to be very, very important in the future of the Barkindji language, because they're going to know what to do with it once they get it.
Two of the students are adults and are taking the classes because there aren't many other ways they can learn the language that, in many cases, died with previous generations. Amanda King, whose Year 11 son William Mitchell also attends the class, says she was inspired by a talk given by another Indigenous language teacher, Michael Jarrett.
He done his whole presentation in his native tongue, and I was just in awe of it. Like, that's what I want to be able to do.
These students all have Barkindji heritage, but many in the far west also come from other cultural backgrounds. Dr. Beryl Carmichael, a Nyampa elder, is looking at a map showing the intersection of three different language groups in far west New South Wales.
This map is showing the butt end of the emu. This is his first rib. The backbone of the emu go around back of Broken Hill, crosses over the Darling near the Great Darling Anabranch.
Dr. Carmichael says consultation by the Education Department and Menindee Central School wasn't wide enough and didn't include enough people with Nyampa heritage.
Not too many people know it now. Even like there's only two of us who walked in the footsteps of our old elders and learned everything, like going out hunting and gathering and whatever.
Dr. Carmichael says she doesn't object to the teaching of Barkindji, but feels the Nyampa culture, which originated in a similar region, has been left out. Menindee Central School Principal Darrell Irvine says the decision to teach Barkindji was based on community sentiment.
These are early days, and we wanted to make sure that we do things right and that we bed down teaching practice and to have it be a culturally aware, culturally sensitive approach to delivering language.
Year 11 student Andrew Sloan says it comes down to keeping his family's language alive.
I'm very passionate about my language, you know, like my nan as well is Barkindji and they can speak it and that, but not all the words, you know. So yeah, I'd like to learn it and be able to pass it down as well.
Year 11 student Andrew Sloan, ending Declan Gooch's report.